Are you joining us, Lance?
How are you doing, Patrick?
Much better, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Good. Having a good morning out there.
Yes, it's a grooving morning.
Yeah.
All right, and we'd like to thank, again, GoBetty for all of her help.
I messed you up. Don't thank me.
I would never tell. So how's it going there in Lance's garden?
It's doing pretty good, considering that cold weather we had. Was that last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff. But you can tell it's starting to warm up. I'm starting to see snakes.
Huh.
And I'm starting to see toads.
Mm-hmm. I heard them last night.
The irrigation, they start chirping when that irrigation water comes on.
Mm-hmm.
And the dreaded baby grasshoppers.
Saw them, too.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Did you use Nolo?
I've used Nolo. Last year, I didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
I think the year before, I didn't have to. I think I'd used it a little bit the year before. And then the 3 years prior to that, I did 3 years in a row of Nolo bait. I just went and bought a 25-pound bag.
And you used it throughout the season?
Throughout the season, yeah.
And that cut them back the following 2 years?
Yep.
Why don't you tell our listeners what Nolo is in case they're unfamiliar with it?
Well, it's something knows to him. And it's a bacteria, I suspect, that will the grass, and it's inoculated on wheat bran, and the grasshoppers eat this. And when they're real small, like what you see right now, it actually kills them.
Mm.
When they're medium size, it messes with reproduction,
mm-hmm.
and so they can't reproduce or as much, anyways. And if they're real big, they pass it on to the next generation. So it doesn't really kill the real big ones, but it does affect the next generation. And I actually put it in because I just don't throw it out on the leaves and stuff like that because. It would just blow away or get wet and those kind of things. So I put it in cups that have, the plastic cups that I've cut the bottoms out of. Or you can use tin cans, anything, and I lay those things on the side and put them in there. It's like a feeding station.
And they'll actually go to it like birds will go to a bird feeder?
Yep. And I don't, if I can, I don't put those plastic cups in my garden.
Oh,
I put
yeah.
them outside the garden because uh-huh. that stuff has an attractant to bring the grasshoppers in. So do you want to be bringing more grasshoppers into your garden? So it's always put outside the garden. There might be a few really places within the garden where it's concentrated grasshoppers. Those places I might put a little bit there. But in general, everything is actually put outside my fence of the garden.
I'm glad you explained that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what do you got going on now?
I just wanted to mention that peas do not like a hard frost.
Peas?
Yeah, peas. Snow peas or all the potted peas, they definitely did not like that. I had 26 one morning and 28 the next morning. So people always say it's a cold weather crop. It is not a cold weather crop. It's a cool weather. And I want to just really bring that up for people. So after the first night, I was covering them, and they'll come out of it, but they definitely got hit.
Shame.
Yeah. And let's see, the carrots are up, and I'm still planting carrots, and I'll plant carrots clear into June, and I'm going to try something later on, one of the beds that I have garlic in. When I take that out in July, I'm going to plant some quick-maturing carrots in there just to see how it works.
How long do you think they'll take for them to mature?
Oh, if I can lead them in till November, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll get them. They'll be at least 3 inches long.
So you're pretty much putting everything now into your beds?
What do you mean by that, Ty?
All the kinds of different vegetables and so on you're starting to...
It's still too early for warm stuff unless you really got to have that early tomato. And then you're going to have to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it will be some cool nights. And anything below 60 degrees, they do not like it. No matter either that they didn't get frosted, they don't like anything below 60 degrees.
That's for tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Tomatoes, probably peppers, chilies, eggplants. You know, but I know that tomatoes definitely don't like it.
Hmm.
Let's see. The onions are up from seed. potatoes, early potatoes are up. What else? If you go out in the evening, if you have stone fruit, plums, peaches, those kind of cherry, if there's any cherry blossoms left. But there is, in the evening, after sunset, almost dark, there's a moth that's up there pollinating those flowers.
Really?
And it's pretty neat to watch. And sometimes I've seen, 20 to 50 moths in one tree. And they also like those black currants, which are it's a yellow blooming shrub right now. They're very fragrant in the evening. The moths are in those guys right now.
Are those like the sphinx moths?
No, they're smaller. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not a sphinx moth. They're the big guys. So if you have a chance to get out there, I know that it's fun to go out there. Well, I'm still out there, but it's fun to take a moment to walk around and see them working on the flowers.
How can people be best preparing their soils at this time?
Oh, right now it's just whatever organic matter, compost, and I'm sure things are dried out enough that you could till or dig. I have all of my tilling done at this point, and so my limiting factor for me right now is compost. So I did shred up one of those. The first compost I made in, early March,
mm-hmm.
I shredded that up this weekend and put that in some beds. And next weekend I'll do the next bed, next pile, and the next weekend. So my work is according to, soil temperature and also the amount of compost I have ready and available.
Okay.
Yeah. And as soon as that compost pile that I shredded up Saturday, there is a new compost pile there. Right now. I just finished it this morning.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, what else you got for us? Anything else?
No, that's it. You can get back to playing music.
Well, I'm going to get started here in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
We would like to thank you for taking your time and calling us in today. You'll be here next Monday with
Donna. Yeah.
And we'd like to invite the listeners, if they have any thoughts, suggestions, or ideas, or concerns, go to KBNF.org and find the website as The Worm Turns. Post your questions and we'll be happy to answer them. Okay?
Yeah, well, you guys have a good day.
Thanks a lot, Lance.
Okay,
bye.